Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a curse of Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yumo Daf Yutes in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Gimel in the bottom of Daf Yutches Amun Beis. Sog the Mishnah, Ein Odom Nichnas La'Azor La'Avoido. Nobody can go into the Azara to do an Avoido. The Gemara is going to explain that means two things. Going in, either just going in or doing an avoida, a filutor, even if he's tar, achit, well, he has to go to the mikvah. Now going back to Yom Kippur, chamesh tfilois ve'asor kedushim, toivil kohen gadol mekadosh bar bayom. The kohen gadol will do five tfilos, five times he's going to go to the mikvah, and asor kedushim is washing the hands and the legs from the kiyur, that will happen 10 times. Ve'kulam bekoidish, all happening in the koidish, we're in beis aparvo, the gag beis aparvo inside the koidish. Chutz mizu bilvad, except the first one. The first one who comes in, that's similar to what everybody else does when they go into Beis HaMikdash. That's not done b'kodesh, that's done before. So says the Gemara, Kini Mestiza, the way you read the Mishnah, Lo ya'odam nichnas la'azora ve'la'avoido, afilo Torah chotoyvel. Meaning either or, just going into the Azara or doing an avoido, either one of them has to go to the mikvah. That's the main idea, the main chiddush. That even if he's not doing avodah, just going into Beis HaMikdash, he requires to go to the mikvah. Shalu has been zoyma. Ma makom l'tfilazu. Why do you need to go to the mikvah when you go into the Azara? So continues the Gemara, if you test them with Aleph on top. Amaleim ma'im b'shor shu nichnas mikodesh l'kodesh to untfilo. When one goes from kodesh to kodesh, meaning the kohen gadol on Yom Kippurim, when he goes from one place in Kodesh to another place in Kodesh, he has to go to the mikvah. Michol Kodesh Koshiken. So of course, we're going in from Choyel to Kodesh, you'll need a mikvah. So says the Gemara, Lotzucho deloy mikodesh Kodesh lo yetun tfilo, Michol Kodesh yetun tfilo. So the Reb Chaim explains it. The Kavuchim sounds like he's saying, Kodesh to Kodesh, you need tfilo, so Koshiken Choyel to Kodesh. Mashra, there's sometimes the Kodesh to Kodesh will not need tfilo. But Choyel HaKodesh will need tefillah. Because I want to show you the Kodesh requires less of a tefillah than Choyel HaKodesh. So well, when is that? We never found that when Kodesh HaKodesh, you don't need tefillah. So who said Kodesh HaKodesh is less than Choyel HaKodesh? Where do you see the Kodesh HaKodesh is less of a requirement than from Choyel HaKodesh? Says the Gemara, Shimi v'chine. This is what he meant to say. Ma'im Kodesh HaKodesh she'einu anushkaris. Going from one place of Kodesh to another place of Kodesh. If one is tameh, he's not anushkaris. As we'll see in a moment. One became tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no kares over there going from one place to another. But don't feel when you're going for kodesh to kodesh for someone who's tar, michol kodesh one kares. Someone who's tameh going for chol kodesh, he gets kares. So the kodesh can get don't feel. Of course, you need tefillah when he goes in, even if he's tar. Says the Gemara of a filo mikodesh kodesh yonish kares. I mean, what do you mean mikodesh kares no kares? Someone who's tameh Beis HaMikdash doesn't have kares. Says more, Kai did not taman. It says, as we learned later, shtachavo shesho kedia shtachavoyo. One is chayav kares only if he bowed down in the Beis HaMikdash, or he weighed the amount of time it takes to bow down. But if he was there and he went from place to place, but he wasn't there the enough time to bow down, there's no kares. How long it takes to bow down? Ad kama yishur shtachavoyo. So if sim shem yishur belevi, ad kedei v'yichru apayim arzo halaritzbo v'yishtachavo. This is the pasuk. Pasuk Divrei Hayomim, and this pasuk speaking about Shtachavoyo, so the amount it takes to say these words of the pasuk, that's the shir. Ravo Moisiv Ad Vohoidus LaHashem Ketoiv, a little longer shir, the same pasuk, then a few more words from the pasuk, until you get to the words Vohoidus LaHashem Ketoiv, and Ramona Moisiv Ad Kilo Elam Chazdo, a few more words. So the shir of Shia, that's the machlekes. So now, the Gemara says, what's the Kavuchemer? The Kavuchemer is, if Mikodesh LaKodesh, that if someone is tummy, he will not necessarily have kares. If it wasn't Kodesh Shiyo, he still needs Tfilo. Michol HaKodesh, if someone goes in, even for 1 second, it's chayav kares. So of course you need Tfilo when a Torah goes in. Continues the Gemara Tani, Omar Rav Yehuda, Kol Atzmon Lo Yitkinu Tfilo Zu, El Yipnei Tfilo Srach. The whole idea of this Tfilo, it's not a deraiso. It's a dinder abonim, Tfilo Srach. Srach means Srach Tfilo. Because of Tfilo, they made him go to the mikvah. What does it mean because of Tfilo? Sometimes a person goes to the mikvah, then he suddenly remembers, oi, he's a Baal Kari. He won't go to Beis HaMikdash. So this is just a reminder. When he goes to the mikvah, he's really busy with the mikvah, he may remember that he's tummy. So says the Gemara, more brings another sugyo that is negiah to this inyan. Tama Tanina, we learned over there in Masechet Shavuos, Hameshameshes Shiros Nido, a woman who's having tashush with her husband, and meaning she becomes Tomek Keri, and she Shiros Nido, and then she became Nido, she became a more Chomerdik Tumah. Tzrichin Tvilo, she has to go to the mikvah for her Keri, even though it will not make her Nido go away. Rebbe Yehuda comes to be Poiter. As Ruchaim points out, the Mishnah there brings a few cases. Some of the cases are talking about when someone was already Tumah Chamor, like a Zav. Talk about a Zav, he has a Tumah Chamor, and then he saw Keri. And some of the cases talk about the opposite, like the case that Gemara quotes right now, she's Meshamesha, she gets Tumah Keri, which is a lower Tumah, and then she becomes Nida. In all the cases, Rabbanan say, one with Tumah Keri should go to the Mikvah to take away the Tumah Kala, even though there's still a Tumah Chamor over there. And Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue. Now the Gemara is going to Mivare, what is Rabbi Yehuda coming to argue on? Says the Gemara that if you test them with base, Ma cholak Rabbi Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yehuda coming to argue? Al tefila srach, or mishua filo toivil mahu moyel? Does he argue on tefila srach, tefila which is not a real tefila, some gzera derabonim? Because here, this person who has both Keri and Ziva goes to the mikvah, he's not becoming tar. So why does he go to the mikvah according to Rabbanim? Because the Baal Keri, the Rabbanim is sakin tefila for Baal Keri. And the reason for the gzera is shaloyu tebichachom mitzui mitzal nishoseim. Tebichachom should not be with the wives too much. So it's more of a gzera. So as Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, I'm not doing mikvah just for a gzera. It needs to be a mikvah that actually does tahara. Here it's not going to do tahara, it doesn't work. Or Rabbi Yehuda says, the tefillah doesn't do anything because he's already tame. What's the difference in the way you understand it? My nafkamino. Nafkamino will be raw keri. I mean, he saw keri first. First keri, then he became zav. Or like a case that we just mentioned, she was Meshemesha, she asked, she became Tumas Keri, then she became Nido. In Temechaluk, Rabbi Yehuda, Tfilas Srach, Vartorio, if you say, really only arguing Tumah Derabanan. Here, there's a Tumah Deraisa. Because when he became Baal Keri, he was Mechuyah B'Tfilah. Then he became more Tumah. But the first Tumah, we really already required him to do Tfilah. So even though the Tfilah doesn't work, but that's not a Tfilah of Derabanan. It's meaning Zera Derabanan. It's a Tfilah Deraisa. But if you hold the tefillah is not actually doing anything, so here, does it do anything? It doesn't do anything. I don't care the order. So what is the Breeder's idea? You have to go to a mikvah that actually purifies you. It has a teitzah, it has a result. So if that's what Breeder holds, it doesn't matter if one was Keri first and then Zav, or Zav first and then Keri. Going to the mikvah now will not do anything. But if Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I don't require a mikvah, which is not coming from Deraisa. A Rabbanan mikvah I don't hold. So here, when he was Keri first, he had a Tumah Deraisa to go on the mikvah. Now he's becoming more Chamor. So yes, the first mikvah won't do anything, but he still is Mechuyah Mideraisa, so he should go and do it. So the Gemara brings a Raya from the Deraisa we just quoted. Kehadot Tani, like the Deraisa we said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda kolatz only itkinu tefillah zu only pray tefillah srach. The whole tefillah of going to Beis HaMikdash is a tefillah Derabanan. What's the tefillah derabanan? Sometimes a person goes to the mikvah. For this guy, Keri Yosha, he remembers that he's a Baal Keri. They won't go to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, the Rabbi Yehuda does agree with the tefillah derabanan. He's not arguing on the concept there's a tefillah derabanan. The reason Rabbi Yehuda is because the mikvah has to have a toitzah, has to benefit in some way, and if a person is anyway tameh, it won't help. So it doesn't matter if it was a tumah kala, then a tumah chamor, or a tumah chamor, then a tumah kala. Going to the mikvah doesn't do anything, and therefore it's not required. Halacha da'al zok the Mishnah. Person sodin shel boots beinoy levin ha'am. They put a curtain between everybody else when he goes to the mikvah, and it was made out of boots to remind him that he's now wearing the big day zol. And Yom Kippur, you wear big day boots. They put a curtain made out of boots. Poshat Yorad Vitoval, he removed his clothes, went to the mikvah, all of his topic went up, and he dried himself up. When Reb Chaim brings that the reason he has to dry himself up, it should be no chatzitza between the clothing and his body. He viewed a big dissolve, they bring him big dissolve, Velova, she wears it, the Kiddush Yad Avraglov, then he washes his hands and his leg. Every time he puts clothes or removes the clothes of Gdusho, he needs to do Kiddush Yad Avraglaim, he needs to wash his hands and his legs. He viulus atomit, he brings him the korban atomit, kirtsoi, kirtsoi means he cuts it, but doesn't do a full shchita. He does only roiv simonim, most of the cutting of the animal. Umirik acher shchita al yodo, somebody else conclude the shchita, because it's now required to finish everything. So, and he is very busy on Yom Kippur, and he doesn't do anything which is not 100% required. The kibel is domo, he receives the blood, the zarkon, he throws the blood on the mizbeach. Nichlas like the sectaries, he goes in to do kloris. Uleiti v'saneris, to do the candles. La krivis saroish v'saivroim, brings the head and the limbs of the korban atomit. V'sachavitim, that's the mincha that he brings every day. V'sayayin, that's the nesachim. Says the Gemara, b'lozim shem v'shayim. And kotchim, achish chavoshnaim, or roivshnaim. You could cut the entire thing, or even roiv simon, there's two simon of the animal. You don't have to cut the whole thing, even roiv, like you say in chulin. You see from our Mishnah, if you list a tomit, kartzoi, bring the tomit, he didn't actually do the full shrito, just do kartzoi, which means cut most of it, not concluding the full shrito. So the more it says the pasuk, keretz mitzafoin bobo. It says, in the pasuk, they speak about Mitzrayim, that Nebuchadnezzar, who's going to come from the north, he will come and do something bad to them. What exactly is he going to do? Rav Chanina v'Rav Yishua ben Levi, chadomar nechoiso. One says he'll come and do shchito. He's going to come and kill the Mitzrim. The other one says nesucho. Nesucho means galus. He's going to move them from place to place. He's going to kill them or he's going to take them to exile. And they both learn from the pasuk that says carrots. How do you see from the word carrots? Mando nechuso, meaning killing. Minado, you learn from our Mishnah. Heviulus atomid kartzoi. He brings the tomid and he cuts his head. So you see, you're talking about killing. That's how you learn that the pasuk is referring to killing Mitzrayim. Continue to have chof and mudav on top. Mandoma nesuicho, the one who says that he's going to move them from place to place, meaning galus, migal yano, that's mean galus, because it says in the pasuk, mi choymer kuratz di gamoni. I was created from the choymer. I mean, I was taken from the choymer. So you see, the kuratz is lotion taken, going from one place to another, and that's what refers you to galus, refers here to exile. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi Yumo daf yutes.